Hope you're enjoying the Rock and Soul Bunny Show. Little Boy Sad. MPD Limited. Previous to that, The Soul of Man. Robbie Curtis. And previous to that, Light a Glass Candle. Glass Candle. And before that, Too Many People. The Leaves. Artificial Energy. The Birds. Request lines are open at 516-654-4059. Call or text 516-654-4059. It's 49 degrees in New York. Now, back to the show.
All night long. Hello and welcome to Drop In, a weekly, freeform program brought to you each Saturday by a guest at Rock and Soul Radio. And now, here is this week's Drop In show.
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon right there with Boston, my hometown. And that is my hometown. Hey everybody, it is Scott from Boston. Thank you so much for joining me on my second drop-in show, Critical Mass 2.0, on the world's greatest radio station, WFMU, of course. I'm bringing to you today another helping of Massachusetts music. I was born in Boston. I was raised in Boston. I never left Massachusetts, so I'm a little biased. I love Fenway Park. I love Faneuil Hall. I love Dunkin' Donuts. I love the Celts. I love all those stupid stereotypes. But most of all, I love Massachusetts music. And I hope you do too. And if you want to talk to some really smart people and some wicked nice people, then get on WFMU.org. Go to the Rock and Soul radio stream. Click on the drop-in show, click on playlist and comments, and there you can meet a whole bunch of wicked nice people. We use wicked a lot too, if you haven't guessed. Coming up, we've got a ton of great music, and we're going to start it off right now with The Bags. This is Atomic Coconuts. Thanks for listening.
Mama, what a find. You're not really saying that music can kill, are you?
Yes, I am. I believe that the music I heard is a killer. It's a killer of hope. It's a killer of spirit. The music I heard said that life was cheap and that murder and suicide was okay.
Music can be a very powerful thing. Nothing galvanizes the emotions as quickly.
Gonorrhea. You may have given it to somebody else, or somebody may have given it to you. Who gave it to whom doesn't really matter. But what does matter is that if we don't bring the contacts in for examination and treatment, VD will keep right on spreading. So?
You in a bar.
Wow, what a fantastic song by Robin Lee and the Chartbusters. That is When Things Go Wrong from their album so many years ago. And it was so many years ago. Unbelievable to think that that song came out in 1980. Robin Lane came to Boston for the religious and folk scene, but saw what was going on with the alternative scene, and there you have it. Fantastic song. Before that, The Ghouls from Lowell, Massachusetts, with Pocket of Gold from their 2025 album, Handle With Care. Lowell, Mass. Is a bed of musical activity. They've got a lot of great hardcore and a lot of great metal out there, so great job by The Ghouls on that song. Before that, a fantastic comeback for the Sheila Divine. Wow, that's Kim Deal or No Deal, and that's, of course, about my favorite Pixies and Breeders member. That's from 2025, and I absolutely love that song. That is, again, Kim Deal or No Deal. Before that, The Bags with Atomic Coconuts from 1989. I think they won the Rock and Roll Rumble in that year, maybe. The Rock and Roll Rumble is a local music showcase for all talent, and a lot of the music that you hear on Critical Mass has been showcased at the Rock and Roll Rumble, and a lot of people have won it that are also on this playlist, including The Bags. Before that, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, of course, with Boston, My Hometown. That's our theme song. So glad to have you here. We've got a lot of great music for you today, including this one. This is Mirror by Tiffy. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Music and why I preach against it, and I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and they'll, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Peanut!
The Barbarians with Hey Little Bird right there from the definitive Garage Beat 66. And of course, a shout out to my favorite 1966 playing DJ, Richard Wigg, who has his show, The Wig Out, every Sunday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on the Rock and Soul radio stream. And it's a fantastic show, and he's a great DJ. Before that, Little Joe and the Thrillers with Peanuts. Love that song from So Fine, One Hit Wonders of AM Radio. He's a transplant. Yes, he's not from Boston, but he did live in Framingham, and he took up residency at the Cantab Lounge right there in Cambridge. So we take him as one of ours. He was a reluctant rocker, but thank God he put out that rocker right there. We love that song. Before that was Tiffany Sammy, a.k.a. Tiffy, with Mirror. That's her 2024 single, and I just love that. And she's absolutely killing it on that song. Thanks, everybody, again, for being here. This is Critical Mass 2.0. I'm Scott from Boston. Hello. And here's your favorite 18th century rockers. Yes. It's the upper crust. Yes.
To eat, well, that them mean rock. Rock, don't you eat a rock? You're picking through the garbage behind my favorite restaurant. The sickly pale, the thin as a rat. I don't know what in the hell they want. Well, that them mean rock. Rock, don't you eat a rock? Burst. Well, that them mean rock. Why don't you eat a rock? I said, don't get out on that. Why don't you eat a rock? Let them mean rock, yeah. Why don't you eat a rock?
From the Flies, from the Clam Diggers, from the Satanics, the Titanics, Freeloader, and the Upper Crust, and maybe some other bands I really don't remember at all. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Lord Bendover, Devil Incarnate, Nat Friedberg. Nat, wow, thank you so much for joining us, brother.
Thank you for having me.
Nat, I wanted to talk to you. I mean, such an unbelievable history you have. I think you probably can tell me, correct me, please. You started around the Flies in the 80s, and you've just been through the Boston rock scene. You've been a staple of the Massachusetts music community. I looked in my music library when I started this show. Thank you for coming to Critical Mass, by the way. And every time I looked at a band, one name kept popping up, and it's Nat Friedberg. And I said, that's the dude I have to talk to. So you've been in the Massachusetts music scene, as I said, probably even before the 80s. Tell me, Natty.
No.
Have started, you? Tell me.
It started in like 82 or something, yeah.
Great. And tell me, what do you think about the evolution of the music? Because I'm sure I'm just waxing nostalgic and thinking that those days in the Rat and seeing the Satanics and the Titanics were just the best days of my life. And I'm sure I'm waxing nostalgic.
Yeah, I think it's impossible for us old guys not to do that when we talk about the old days, you know. And I mean, it was an amazing scene back at that time because there were so many places to play. There was so much community support for everything. It was just an engaged,
the cross pollination between the bands was absolutely unbelievable.
It's really true, and that whole environment of you go to see your friends play, and they have a great show, and then you go, damn, I got to do something at least as good as this, you know.
I actually did see an interview with you that it may have been you were talking about the Bags or some band, which we're actually going to play on this show as well. And you were like, you have to go see them. They're just a fantastic band. Your appreciation for that Boston music scene is just wonderful, I think. And you've always been so supportive and just such a great part of that scene.
Well, I mean, it was a great scene to come up in, and I think you want to talk about how it's changed over time.
Yes.
I can't, you know, I'm not really, I don't go out as much at my age anymore, so I'm probably not the best guy to venture an opinion on it, but what my experience of it is that it ain't the same. It's like, you know, everything is promoted through social media. Yes. It's all kind of fragmented. You know, you have to promote your own shows on social media, and that seems to be the only way to do it. There's no longer like a weekly like the Boston Phoenix, which was like the Village Voice for Boston, you know.
Absolutely.
And the radio stations, the college radio still play some local music, but it's not the way it was.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. WZBC, WERS, HRB, mm-hmm. all those stations had local stations, Nocturnal Emissions. I mean, it was just Boston rock everywhere.
Yeah, WMBR at MIT was huge for that. And, I imagine they're still doing it, but again, I'm not the guy to really comment. I'm not that well informed about, you know, what's going on these days.
But definitely times have changed. And also the culture, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. And with that change, I feel that you've changed a lot in your music style, too. The last album you put out, wow, super soulful. And we'll be playing a cut from that today.
Yeah, I mean, I played rock and roll for decades. And then, you know, I finally figured after we packed in the Crust in around 2018, I just started writing different songs, and I figured, why not just go there and follow what is coming out of the guitar, you know? And because I could have just kept on playing rock and roll, and I'm sure a lot of people would have been comfortable with that, but there's no reason why not to just try whatever is going on, you know, creatively.
Well, surprisingly, right before that, it was Freeloader, and I loved both those Freeloader albums, and you want to talk about kick-ass rock and roll. I mean, we're going to get down with Freeloader as well. I think that band is hot. That music is awesome, but just so wonderful switch to the soulful sound, and it really shows how versatile of an artist you are, and we appreciate it. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're still doing Freeloader. I got another Freeloader album to record as soon as I finish the project I'm working on now. That will be the next thing.
And what are you walking?
It's going to have great songs on it. I'm really happy with the material that's going to be on that.
What are you working on right now, Nat?
The project I'm currently doing is a psychedelic, rock.
Okay. All right.
And it's coming out great. It's the cool thing about it is it's all been done in my house. So I now have a setup in my basement with good drum kit, good, decent microphones. And I've gotten to the point where I can actually do it well enough to record and mix a record that I think is going to sound pretty killer. So,
when do we expect to hear that?
I'm finishing mixing it. I'm halfway through mixing it now. And then I just have to figure out how I'm going to release it. That last record, the soul type record, Let Yourself Go, I just kind of put that on Bandcamp, and that was the release. There was no promotion. There was no label. So I don't know what I'm going to do with this one. There might be people interested in it because it's going to be pretty funny and rocking and cool.
Well, you've certainly got a captive audience right here, and we'll find that music no matter where you post it. And I do want to promote your Bandcamp page. It's wonderful, and you can find some fantastic cuts there. So please support Bandcamp and Nat Friedberg.
Well, yeah, and I will send you some pre-release cuts off this record when we get it mastered.
I love that, Nat, so much. Listen, man, we really love talking to you today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Really happy to be here with you.
And we really look forward to the new music. We love the psychedelic. Get it out there, and we're going to groove to it, man. Nice talking to you, Matt.
Okay, good talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
You really let yourself go. 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 There was a time you dressed so fine. You used to cast a spell. You used to look ever so divine. But now no one could ever tell. You hardly care. You comb your hair. No reason to tie your shoes. Eyes are glazed, you look half crazed, you smell like a bottle of booze. You really let yourself go. Really let yourself go. Really let yourself go.
Ricky, I did see what you were doing. It felt good, didn't it? It's all right. We all have feelings like this sometimes. I'm just glad you're doing this in the privacy of your own room. When you're a little bit older, we'll have to talk more about these feelings and what causes them and how we can control these feelings. I'm sorry I intruded on your privacy. I'll be sure to knock next time, okay?
how you work? What kind of work do you do? What is it you want to do when you grow up?
Hey, yo, I'm going to be on TikTok. That's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate. Now I'ma start collecting props, connecting plots, networking like a conference. Cause the nonsense is yet to stop. Jake, shake me down. Haters wanna take me down, break me down, clap. All they heard was the sound. Yo, I scoped it out. I took your weak dream and choked it out. Your bitch don't really got no ass. She just poked it out on the D-Lo. I'm saying you versus me, yo. We can do this shit right here in front of your people. People see time as money, kid, and BS walks. And to me, it's funny, kid, when you meet heads talk. I see feds talk. They want to dig up the dirt, son. Is it me they hawk? Because I be putting in work, gonna son. Gonna be on tit up. That's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate. The cornballs get stonewalled, blackballed. I own y'all. The veteran running my plan. I'm the better man. Crazy raw, doing my job like the mob. Blazing y'all and disappearing in the fog or a mist. And chicks can't resist what I kick. They be begging for attention on some more of the deals, Nick. Word up, baby. Someone may have to get hurt up, baby. Shit is mad shady, but I got to get the gravy. Platinum respect like the force of a tech. Keep you hitting the deck, feeling heat in your chest. Banging your thoughts with the hot onslaught. A kid got shot on the spot for going where he should not. Viciously, I make history instantly. Those other lame-ass loser-ass niggas, they can't fuck with me. I'm doing my thing now to lamp later on. Paid in the shade with some fly gators on. But now I'm grimy as they get, mud on my pants and shirt. I bet you niggas out here know I be putting in work. I'm gonna be on tit-up. That's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate.
For the qualified pro in this business of rap. For the qualified pro in this business of rap. For the qualified pro in this business of rap.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
Boy, what is it you want to do when you grow up?
your writing is damn good. It's just a shame you missed out on rock and roll. It's over.
Over?
It's over. I mean, you got here just in time for the death rattle. Last gasp. Last grope.
At least I'm here for that.
What a fantastic song right there from Glowbox. That is Test of Time from Your Call is Very Important to Us, their 2021 released great pop number by them. Before that, Stefan Thev from Brockton, Mass., kind of where I grew up, the City of Champions, Rocky Marciano, Marvin Hagler, everybody that could beat somebody up. That was Stefan's song, Ghouls, Zombies, and Skeletons from 2022. Before that, of course, Essential Hip Hop from Guru and DJ Premier from Dorchester. That is Gangstar with Work from Moment of Truth. Thank you so much to Nat Friedberg, lead singer of The Flies, The Titanics, The Satanics, Freeloader, The Upper Crust, The Clam Diggers, and I'm sure I'm forgetting someone else. Thanks so much for being here. And we heard his 2024 release, of course, the soulful song, You Really Let Yourself Go. And before that, of course, he was singing lead with The Upper Crust with Let Them Eat Rock. And that was from 1995. Hope you're enjoying the show today. We've got a lot of great stuff still ahead. I'm going to try to shove as much as I can into here. You're listening to Critical Mass 2.0. Thanks so much, everybody.
the cynical. I'm sick of the fashion show. A vapid and overblown someone, someone tells me I ought to know. I wouldn't stay around if the money let me linger on till the end of December. And waste another year like a minute trying to forget, 'cause I remember my said, pick up where I began. The penny lost its shine, dirty ankles on the promenade, in rubber flip-flop sandals. Give me back the rags, the neurotic and the sweet lament, 'cause I can't handle it. I'm gonna take a lover, gonna take her back to Somerville, show her around the neighborhood, recase the place and settle down. Gonna take a lover, gonna take her back to Somerville. Don't care if she's pretty as we leave Suck City, yeah. Settle down. Gonna take a lover, gonna take her back to Somerville. Don't care if she's pretty as we leave Suck City. Gonna take a lover, gonna take her back to Somerville. Show her around the neighborhood, recase the place and settle down. Gonna take a lover, gonna take her back to Somerville. Don't care if she's pretty as we leave Suck City.
That I'm custom made. I can't help it that I look good, smell good, woo, can dance all night long. I can't help it. We'll be right back.
Thank you, everybody, so much for listening to Critical Mass 2.0, and I hope to see you for 3.0. Thank you so much, Medicine, for giving me this opportunity. I love you all, and thank you, WFMU, the world's greatest radio station. Stay tuned for my friend, Stu Rutherford, with We're Out of Sight. Good night, everybody.
Music, that's our middle name. Music.